B-Pod Studios.
WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's Monday, 6:42. Just 39 in Boston, up to 59. Let's go where it's warm and toasty.
Here it is.
They're piling up all weekend. Here's LBF's Dirty Laundry.
All right, so we have the latest on the Travis Scott concert in Texas where 8 people died, were crushed to death. And, I mean, many, many others injured. So we'll have an update. Yeah. But before we get to that, hey, last night, I don't know if you watched it, but Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, season 4 premiered. It's what we've all been waiting for. Bob, I cannot believe that you have not seen the show yet, you who love the Western.
I love a good Western. Okay. Now, are there cars in this Western?
There are. So, but wait, hold that thought.
Not really a Western?
Hold that thought.
Just saying.
It's a modern Western.
Oh, okay.
All right? So just expand your mind.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You could like this, but it's excellent. I only watched half of it.
In Open Range. He was great. Yeah.
I watched half of it because I had to go to bed, but lots of shooting, lots of stuff, lots of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the real cool thing is that they premiered the teaser trailer for the Yellowstone origin story, which is what you're going to be interested in because it's called 1883.
Now we're talking.
And it's a Western.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's with, there's no cars.
Saloons.
Saloons.
Yeah, whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Sam.
Corrals.
What's his name?
Dirty Main Street. Sam. You mean the actor with
the deep voice?
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Sam Elliott.
Is he in it?
He's in it.
Oh,
in Faith Hill. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Ah, really?
But Sam Elliott brings the sort of
the gravitas.
Gravitas.
Yeah, he's that.
So Western. I just thought, oh, Bob, you got to watch that.
I'm in. I'm all right, in on
good.
That. 1883.
Now that's a Paramount.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
That's what I know.
Figure it out. How do I get the Paramount?
Right, exactly. That's what their tagline is. Paramount. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Hey, George Clooney is worried that his kids could be abducted by terrorists. And he's not wrong, actually, because his wife, Amal, prosecutes international terrorists. And he's asking British tabloids to stop posting pictures of his children because it can make them targets. He said, we take as much precaution as we can to keep our family safe. We cannot protect our children if any publication puts their faces on the cover. We've never sold pictures of a kid. We're not on social media. Never post it. So this is real world consequences.
You know, if there's people like that, I understand how annoying that would be. And how they don't just punch people in the face.
Sometimes they do.
You know what I'm saying? And when you lose it, everywhere you go,
there's a
camera.
Yeah, I lose it. He's done a very good job
with your kids.
Kind of keeping them safe. But he lives in the middle of nowhere in Lake Cuomo.
That's where he should
stay. So that's helpful.
Yeah.
All right, so an update on that Travis Scott AstroWorld Festival. So 8 people died. Another 25 were hospitalized. Travis released a video saying he's absolutely devastated. Now, you know that Travis is the baby daddy of Kylie Jenner's child story.
Right.
And she's also pregnant again. So there's the there's always a Kardashian-like angle.
Right.
But there are about 50,000 people at the show, and some say that there might have been like a drug spiking situation, but that doesn't really make sense. That could have happened, but this also happened. They rushed the stage. But you know what? To be honest, Travis Scott's been in trouble for sort of inciting riots before, and this time it really backfired on him. And then people were trying to sound the alarm. 2 people actually climbed a ladder to get to a cameraman and begged him to do something, saying that someone was dead, but he didn't listen, saying that he was streaming for Apple. He had to continue on. And then Travis saw an ambulance try to make its way through the crowd, stopping for a few seconds, then resuming the show and telling the crowd to, quote, make this blanking blank shake.
Wow.
So
did he play for another 45 minutes?
Yeah, he didn't stop. Yeah. That's the thing.
That's
and so
the thing.
Now they're being sued.
They're suing him and Drake.
Drake
together,
also said to gin up the crowd. So and Live Nation.
A 10-year-old was in the crowd? The 10-year-old died?
I read yesterday that the 10-year-old was hospitalized, but a 10-year-old was in the crowd.
Yeah, with that?
The 14-year-old died.
14-year-old died. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People like concerts. I don't like crowds like that.
Anyway, well, so. I mean, if they find that he was encouraging this, that's going to be trouble for him, I would think.
I would think.
It's one thing if you were unaware that things were going on, but how could you not?
How could you not? There's an ambulance. We were telling him. But
not good.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
So that'll be continuing.
As it should.
But more importantly, Bob.
Yes.
Watch 1883.
I'm in. I'm all in on
horses,
that.
Horses.
That's the kind of Western I like.
Yep.
Faith Hill.
Teepees.
Yeah.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill's in. What's wrong with that? And then you got Sam Elliott. That guy.
Right. I love him. He's
right.
Beef,
my favorite.
It's what's for dinner.
That's what I'm talking about. They ate their beef. Dang right they did. All right. Thanks, LBF. 6:47, 9 o'clock hour, another trip to Universal Orlando Resort.